With the Louisa County Historical Society. Now I wear two hats.
You're
both. I'm both. I'm on the board of Goochland. But he's interviewing for the Freedom of Choice project that is looking at the integration of Louisa County High School in 1965. So if you don't mind introducing yourself and share what year you were in school in 1965.
I'm Pamela Richardson, and I was a junior at Louisa County High School in 1965.
Okay. How long have you lived in Louisa?
Since I was two. So I went away to college and lived in Atlanta for a number of years, but we moved back here in 75, so I've been back in Louisa.
Okay. Now, you were here in 1965, so how did you learn about the integration that was going to occur?
Well, let me just say that my memories are horrible because I have so few memories associated with that event. I don't have any memory of my parents telling me or seeing anything on the news. But I also don't have a memory of being shocked or surprised when I went to school and there were black students in the class. So, I don't know how much of that is just a failure of memory or how much of it. And looked at the questions and thought about it, I suspect it was a descriptive of my awareness of race relations. You know, it just wasn't an issue. It wasn't something I thought about. You know, it wasn't talked about.
You're not alone at all. The majority of the folks that I've talked to had the same reaction that they weren't conscious of any difference.
Okay.
Now, I'm not sure if that's because the mindset that you all had in the homes you were raised in, that was a non-issue, because some of the, and again, I shouldn't be doing all the talking, but some of the black students did have, encounters that was not pleasant. But it's good to know that in your home, evidently, your parents did not see any need to prep you for it in any way.
Not at all. Yeah, I don't have any unpleasant racial memories.
Okay.
And I've really thought about, we had neighbors. Men would sometimes come and help my papa for hog kenneling, I remember in particular. There was one set of neighbors and there was an alcoholic in the family, and I'd heard comment about him being in the ditch, drunk in the ditch, but it didn't have any racial overtones. And I think we had another family where there was a white alcoholic drunk in the ditch too.
What part of the county did you grow up in?
Down in the lower end, the eastern part of the county.
Okay.
We were very close to where the Orchid Post Office was.
Yeah.
And so the black school at Shelfar was very close to where I lived. Yeah.
Okay. So when you entered school, did you hear any other students, talk about black students or...
I didn't hear anything about that. Now, in my grade, I only remember one black female student, and the rest were males. And so I had the feeling that the guys in my class were more connected and more interacted. But I also had the feeling that they were just accepted, that I never heard a negative comment.
Okay.
Isn't that just insane?
No, it's not. So, you mentioned the one black girl that was a classmate. Did you have much contact with her on a social basis?
Not zero, I would say. I think we only had one class together, and I think that was typing class.
Okay.
And she, my impression was she was very shy and not very outgoing, which is fascinating because we had our 50th class reunion a few years ago, and she was the most sophisticated, attractive, vivacious person there. I mean, I would never have recognized her from high school.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So, thinking back to activities at the school now, were you involved in any extracurricular activities?
Yeah, I was pretty involved. I was the editor of the newspaper. I guess I was the junior editor under Steve Harris my junior year, and then editor my senior year. And I was a cheerleader, so I was pretty involved in that.
Okay. Now, do you recall any black students participating in any extracurricular activities?
I know they played sports. Certainly, we did not have any black cheerleaders either year that I was there. I don't remember any trying out. I don't know about that. I don't think there were any on the newspaper staff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So just sports. I wanted to ask my cousin. There was this club for guys in the high school called the Interact Club,
yeah.
And I was very curious whether any of the black students were in the Interact Club.
No.
Okay.
I think later on, like my senior year, there may have been.
Uh-huh.
I think when it fully integrated, but yeah, prior to that, there were none.
Okay.
Okay, as far as looking at the teachers, did you observe any, and I guess if you didn't share any classes with any other blacks except the typing class, did you?
Well, no, there were some of the black guys in my other classes. I had a number of classes with Joe, I'm sure. No, I never saw them treated any differently, never heard any disparaging remarks.
Okay. So from a acceptance standpoint, as far as your peers, not from your standpoint, but the other classmates, you didn't see anything to observe that made you feel that they may not have been accepted?
I did not.
Okay.
Yeah, but obviously I was totally just, you know, in my own world or something.
Yeah. So as the year went on, that having been there, I guess your 8th, 9th, and 10th grade year,
mm-hmm.
any differences changed in the way the school operated or...
Not that I was aware.
Dances, prom, anything else was different?
No, I assume that they were at the dances and the prom, but I don't know the answer to that question.
Okay. Are you aware of any students that may have left high school to avoid integrating? Okay.
There was one, and she was, you know, part of the Louisa aristocracy.
Okay.
Now,
again, I'm glad you didn't call any names. We
prefer
not to call any names, but
yes.
Do you think it was that student's decision, or was she persuaded by parents or others?
I suspect she had no part in the decision.
Okay.
But I don't personally know that.
Right.
But she was just a very quiet, compliant person.
But that's the only one you kind of aware of?
That's the only one I'm aware of.
Did she transfer before 65 or after?
I do not believe she was there in 65.
Okay.
When we came back to school that fall.
Okay.
And Elaine pointed out, you know, Louisa lost its accreditation about that time, and I don't know if there was a connection. I do know as a senior when I went to interview for college, that was an issue that I raised, that my high school had lost its accreditation. Would that affect my college entry? And so Elaine pointed out that, well, maybe that was the reason her family sent her to another school, was that Louise had lost its accreditation. So it may not have been racial, but...
I was not aware of that it had.
Uh-huh.
So was the accreditation was lost the entire 2 years that you remained at Louise? I mean, your junior and senior year?
As far as I know, it was. Okay. I certainly know it was my senior year when I went to interview. And I had no idea why. Now, from this perspective, I wonder if there was some federal or state pressure on the county to integrate, and that was a consequence, but I wasn't aware of that at the time.
Okay.
Elaine said that she interviewed Frank Drumheller, who was on the school board during that time, and they discussed that whole, you know, Louisa losing its accreditation. So if you're interested in following that up, somewhere here, there's a record of that interview.
Yeah, I recall him being your principal of Apple Grove during those years.
Interesting. Not while I was there, I don't think, but
Yeah, because, yeah, I drove the school bus and we stopped, but I recall him being the principal of Apple Grove. That kind of entire period, especially when I was a senior, but... But I probably will take a look at that interview. So I think you've already answered this, but if transferring to a private school was, if that was an option for you, would you have done that, you think?
I can't imagine I would have.
Okay. Having been at Louisa, doing this integration, even though you said it was kind of not...
Non-issue.
So do you think it impacted you later in life as far as having had that experience, or are you, it's kind of neutral, no impact?
It has been shocking to me to see how naive I was, and it almost feels intentional. Of keeping, and for me it felt like women from being aware of what was going on in the world, and it might have been presented as, oh, we're just protecting her, but the result of it was to be totally lost and oblivious to suffering or injustice or any of the things that were going on around me. And obviously, as soon as I got to college, my consciousness just, you know, was on a...
Where did you go to college?
I went to Duke.
Okay.
And we had a small but very active Black population. And my junior year, I moved into a transitional neighborhood in Durham and participated in a tutoring program for that neighborhood. My husband-to-be was a big basketball fan, you know, so we always sat with the Black student section at the basketball games and refused to stand during the national anthem. I mean, you know, I really got an education once I got out of Louisa, but boy, I was just raised in a bubble.
Okay. Yeah, interesting point. You say you sat in the Black section and basketball team. I mean, was that just where the Blacks sat, or was it?
Yeah.
It was an area designated for Blacks.
Oh no. That was a conscious decision of
the Black students.
Students united.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, were the other whites that sat with them also, or y'all kind of unique, and were you accepted?
We were certainly accepted.
Okay.
I imagine there was some amusement. Mm-hmm. And you know, when you're in love, you know, you don't really know what's going on around you. So
it's kind of odd, but was your husband Fred, was he an athlete, basketball player?
No.
A big fan.
He came to Duke on a soccer scholarship, but he didn't keep his grades up high enough to play past his freshman year. So I think he played on the golf team after that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Is there anything, I guess, we haven't talked about that you want to share about your experience in 1965, 66?
I have really struggled whether to talk about this or not, so y'all can just leave it out if you want to.
Yeah.
I was really attracted to one of the Black male students in high school. He was just smart and charming and good looking and, you know, the tall, dark, handsome stranger. Mm-hmm. And I never acted on that. I think we were friends and we enjoyed each other's company. But to think the risk that would have put him at if either of us had acted on that is just really disturbing to me. And that's part of the danger of being so naive about the world.
That is interesting you should share that, because early today, a white male classmate, meaning that he was in school when you were there, said he found a Black female attractive and he, you know, contemplated asking her out, but sort of like you thought, probably was not a good thing to do. So makes you wonder whether or not those who were opposed to integration was afraid of just that fact that there would be attraction and dating, and
absolutely,
that was the big fear of a lot of folks who were racist.
Right.
Interesting. No, I appreciate you sharing that. And no names were called.
Right. No names mentioned.
None would be mentioned. Mm-hmm. But no, that's an interesting point, but it also speaks to that you did not see color as a barrier, which says a lot. But many did see color, and like I said, some of the folks we interviewed earlier, the black students, had clearly different experiences that were not pleasant.
Yeah. And that's the thing about racism, I think, at that time, is it was so under the radar. I mean, I'm sure they knew where it was okay to be vocal and where you needed to keep it under the radar.
Now, thinking about 1965, living in Louisa County, and I'm not sure how frequently you came into Mineral or the town of Louisa, but were there any visible signs of segregation that you recall seeing?
Now, Noel cautioned me to be sure that I gave my responses from that time and not from what I know now.
Yeah.
I don't know how old I was when I heard it's not safe to be a black person in Mineral after dark.
I've heard that before.
And I don't know that I knew that during high school. I did have a friend from Mineral. I had a couple of friends from Louisa.
Black or white?
White friends,
okay. Yeah.
But now my social life was, either at the high school or at church, which was, down in eastern end of the county, so.
Okay. Like I said, were dances at the fire halls? Did you go to any of those?
The dances I remember going to were at the Girl Scout Hall.
Okay.
In Louisa. or in the gym at the high school.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, do you recall any of those being attended by blacks?
I don't. But I don't either. I don't remember either way.
Okay.
Yeah.
And someone shared that there was a basketball or athletic postseason awards event that I guess we could come in. It was at Sacred's Restaurant.
Oh.
And that a black player at the time was the first one that he had ever seen, that they allowed into Sacred's Restaurant.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not sure if you had any experiences with restaurants that were segregated.
Well, again, you're saying that. I remember hearing that black people had to go to like a window. They could buy food there, but they had to go to an outside window to pick up their food. But I don't know when I learned that.
Yeah. And I never went to Sacred's, but I vividly remember a lot of places that blacks could not go inside, that you had to buy your food out a window.
Mm-hmm.
And you could not eat. They had picnic tables set aside, but you couldn't set at picnic tables. You had to eat in your car. But I remember those days very well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good. Anything else that you'd like to share? And again, don't want to throw anyone under the bus, or like not call names, but just memory, things you may remember that may be relevant for this project, trying to at least paint a picture of 1965 and what it was like to be part of that integration of Louisa High.
The only other thing I can think of was that at either junior or senior year, we had a debate. And you would certainly think that that would have been a subject of debate. But I think the debate was on the Vietnam War. So that just in terms of sort of my political consciousness, the war was certainly a much more prominent issue than race relations.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Richardson, thank you so much, and appreciate you coming in and being so candid in your responses. That's what we wanted.
Good.
Just true feelings and